Good news, inflation is coming back. It's dropped from 4.7 to 4% in the first quarter of the year. Bad news, that's because the international inflation is coming back. Unfortunately, the locally generated inflation is not budging. Jared Kerr is KiwiBank's chief economist. Hey, Jared.
Hi, Heather.
So the non-tradable inflation has only come back 0.1%, which looks like a big problem. Is that a big problem?
Yeah, it's not good enough. Actually, we've sort of hoped that the inflation dragon had been slayed, but it's taking time to fall over. So we've had some chunky rises in rents thanks to the migration. We've got insurance picking up thanks to climate change. We've got council rates all being increased and expected to be increased a lot more on the back of our infrastructure problem. So there is a lot of inflation that we're generating domestically. But I think the good news is still that we're heading in the right direction and we should see inflation below 3%, possibly 2.5% by the end of the year.
Right, Jared. So you say that means, based on when the data comes out, November is the earliest that the Reserve Bank can cut because that's the earliest point at which they're sure that we're back in the 1% to 3% band. But shouldn't they be looking through it, seeing that it's coming and cutting anyway?
Yeah, they should, but they've told us they're pretty keen to see inflation below 3%. And the US Fed and other central banks are of a similar mindset. They kind of want to see it below 3%, heading towards 2%. And I think they'll be in that position. They'll get that information in October, which means the first chance for the Reserve Bank to cut rates is November.
Okay, Jared, listen, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Jared Kerr, KiwiBank's chief economist.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.